It's truly great to have you back again today as we finish off the week together. As we make our way through John's Gospel chapter 21, we continue in our discussion about how God is our confidence. It's very important that you heard what I said yesterday if you're really going to understand what I will say today. So let me just encourage you. Stick with me now, but when you get a chance, and especially with the weekend upon us, just go to the WEZE website and download yesterday's free podcast of God Is. Listen, and then match that with what you hear now. Then you'll have the whole picture. Now, how do you get the free podcast? Just go to www.590amtheword.com and click More at the top of the homepage. Once you click More, there will be a little link that says Podcasts. Click that. God Is will be there waiting for you. That's 590amtheword.com and click More and then Podcasts. And should you have any difficulty, email me and I can help you navigate the website. My email address, to be repeated later, is mark@markaswallow.com. As I said, we are in John chapter 21 and verses 15 through 17, and we are seeking to understand the dialogue between Jesus Christ and his disciple Peter on the beach after breakfast. Jesus has appeared to the disciples in his post-resurrection body, and Jesus addresses Peter in order to restore Peter's confidence. And so in our ongoing series on how to be confident, receiving our confidence from Christ, it's essential that we properly interpret this conversation. It is often misinterpreted, and so my job is to make sure we get this right. As I said last time, the proper interpretation hinges on the word love. Jesus uses one Greek word for love, but Peter uses another. Let me reread John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17 now, and then we'll proceed. So when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Peter said to Jesus, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to Peter, "Tend my lambs." Jesus said to Peter again a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter said to Jesus, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to Peter, "Shepherd my sheep." Jesus said to Peter the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus said to Peter, "Tend my sheep." Now, that can get a little complex, especially if you're driving and do not have the Bible open in front of you. I won't repeat every detail of what was said yesterday about verse 15. Again, you can get that on the podcast. But I will remind you that in verse 15, Jesus uses the word agapao for love, and that means total commitment. Total commitment. Whereas Peter used the word phileo for love, and that does not mean total commitment. That kind of love is an affectionate friendship. This is not the love of total commitment, rather this is the love of an intimate friendship, affectionate friendship, cherished friendship, or kinship. So there is quite a difference between the two words used for love. But let's drop down to the two other instances where Jesus questions Peter using the word love. Are the same words for love used? I'll start with verse 16. Let me read that again. Jesus said to Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter said to Jesus, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said to Peter, "Shepherd my sheep." And sure enough, the word Jesus uses for love, agapao, is used again. So Jesus asks about total commitment. And the word Peter uses for love in his response is again phileo. Peter says he loves Jesus, but not with the love of total commitment. Peter remains ashamed of sin and therefore lacking in confidence. Peter is still reluctant to confidently respond to the Lord because Peter doubts himself. He lacks confidence because of the sin in his life. And so what does Jesus do? He asks Peter about love a third time. Listen to verse 17. This is now John chapter 21 and verse 17. Jesus said to Peter, "The third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because Jesus said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Now let's ask again, what are the Greek words for love used in this verse? Now you might assume that Jesus again uses agapao and Peter uses phileo, right? Well, you're only partly right. Jesus changes the word for love and uses a form of Peter's word. Jesus asks Peter, "Do you have affection for me? Do you have a cherished friendship with me?" Jesus uses the word phileo. And this is precisely why Peter is grieved. Let me remind you of what verse 17 of John 21 says. Jesus said to Peter the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved. Peter very much understands the nuances of the language. What Jesus has done is to question even this lower commitment of love. By using phileo here, Jesus questions whether or not this kind of love is the love that Peter has for Jesus. Wow, no wonder the text says Peter was grieved. Wouldn't you be, dear Christian, if Christ asked this of you? I know I would be. And so where does this leave Peter? While the response of Jesus seems so demanding that Jesus must have crushed Peter beyond repair, I do not believe that's the case at all. Believe it or not, what Jesus is doing here is restoring confidence to Peter. In fact, Jesus is telling Peter what he expects Peter to be, a fully devoted follower of Christ who, out of his supreme loyalty to Jesus, will lead the apostles in establishing the church, and then will faithfully teach the word of God to the people of God, people who will come to also be disciples of the Lord Jesus. And that, of course, is precisely what Peter did. And we will come to see some of that next week. Now, how do I know this? How do I know that rather than crushing Peter, Jesus was actually restoring Peter's confidence? Well, there are a couple of reasons I know this. First, I know this based on the responses of Jesus. "Tend my lambs. Shepherd my sheep. Tend my sheep." And second, I know Jesus was restoring Peter's confidence based on the prophecy of Peter's martyrdom that Jesus gives in John chapter 21, verses 18 through 19 that follow the text we are studying today. And I'm going to save a discussion on this for next week because I do not want to start it today, only have to pause for the weekend days, Saturday and Sunday. By Monday, you and I both will have forgotten what was said today, so let's preserve further study of this text for next week. I hope that this will be all right with you. But as we finish today, I again want to draw some application of this encounter between Jesus and Peter out for you. And as always, what I say to you applies to me also. I have 2 points for you to think about this weekend. Here's how the text applies. First, Jesus wants agapao, total commitment from all of us, his followers. Jesus commands supreme devotion and lifelong loyalty from his disciples. It was not only for Peter who needed this lesson. We all do. Again, this is why the words in the original language of the Bible really, really matter a lot. Once we understand agapao, and we know this is the kind of love that Jesus seeks, then we know what is expected of us as Christians. Jesus demands our total commitment. Do you understand this? Jesus is not impressed with a kind of half-hearted pledge. He's not trying to get you to say one time, somewhere in the past, "I follow Jesus." Jesus does not find it acceptable to believe in him when it's convenient, easy, and cost you little or nothing. The Lord is not interested in you showing up for church on time on Sundays, but living how you please the rest of the week. No, Jesus wants you and I to have 100% commitment to him, to serve him as Lord, Master, and King. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, day in and day out devotion. He wants us to be obsessed with him. Akapao, total commitment from all of us. Second, when we sin and deny him and fall and lose our confidence, Jesus is ready to forgive us and to restore our confidence. He demands akapao, but when we only give him phileo, still Jesus will forgive us when we confess our sins to him. So many Christians are only offering Jesus phileo, an affectionate friendship, and we wonder why we have no confidence? We have lost our confidence as Christians because Jesus demands more than we are giving him. For example, he cannot instill confidence in us because we do not spend any time with him. We are not paying enough attention to Jesus. He demands more. And so it's time for us to repent of our sin and to come before Jesus and express our sorrow for treating him in a way that is too casual and reflects less, far less than a total and complete commitment. My friends, consider Peter. I invite you to tell Jesus about your past sin and receive his forgiveness today. Let him restore your confidence. Confidence is reliance on Christ. Receive this from him today. And you might wonder, Mark, how do I do this practically? That's a fair question. Do you really want to know? Well, then write to me today, and I will pass along to you some practical advice. Really, I will. mark@markaswallow.com. That's my email address, so please write to me today and just ask for it. Now, there is still more to be said about receiving our confidence from God. On Monday, we'll continue to follow Peter and John into the book of Acts. I thought we'd actually get there today, but we did not. It's okay, we'll get there next week. So I'm looking forward to meeting you again right back here on Monday, for God is...